Hey, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
What is that?
What was that?
That's Japanese. For hey, everybody.
Not Japanese.
That's totally Japanese.
Don't be culturally inappropriate.
Turn to Japanese. I think so.
We have Japanese listeners.
That's cool.
At Town Hall.
Everybody likes the vapors. Remember
this
them?
This is
80s music. The 80s are back. People were here. We're here at CPAC. People were dancing.
We're at the Red State Suite.
We're at the Red State Suite.
Is this a suite?
It is a suite.
We're on a balcony.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many superstars here. There's Rob O'Donnell's over there. Meredith O'Connor's over there. Sarah's there. Kira's there.
Storm's
there. Maureen. Mark. Susie. Tammy, who's sometimes Terry.
We're all drinking.
I'm not drinking. There's Tommy's over there.
Okay, hold on. Wait, no. Kurt has been drinking.
I stopped drinking.
Okay, you stopped drinking. That doesn't mean you haven't been drinking.
I was drinking, and it was... It's pretty amazing. Have you like CPAC?
Wait, when did you stop drinking? Like 10 minutes ago?
We're about 6.
That doesn't mean you're not
okay,
drinking.
Okay, I'm not drinking at the moment.
I'm drinking.
You sure as fuck.
I've got bullet bourbon.
Holy cow. Man, you blowed the whole magazine.
We're having a good time.
This is great. We did our thing today.
I'm Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with Kurt Schlichter.
Did we introduce you?
I don't think so.
I know, they're like, who's
already,
that guy?
No, we already deleted...
Oh, we deleted the other one.
The other one.
Where Maureen came and did libelous stuff about a major Hollywood movie star and his secret.
So we're starting over again. Don't do it again.
Why do you have to hate on the wine expert?
I don't. She's a wine expert.
No, not at all. You're an enophile.
I'm a wine expert.
An enophile who was accusing someone of being a penophile. And that's... I'm just saying.
I'm the foremost expert on counterfeit wine and wine fraud in the world. I'm a fraud expert.
That's why you're
She actually went and really cleared out my collection, finding all the fake Chuck Shaw that I had.
Dude, you got to buy better.
I had some of the best Chablis.
What about the
What
about the fake Chuck Johnson you had?
The fake Chuck Johnson is like little gnocchi on a bed of shredded red cabbage.
Did you say gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
I don't think you pronounce the G in gnocchi.
You do if you're like the exaggerated character I was portraying in that anecdote. We're having a good time.
The Thailand mail order bride.
Thailand mail order bride. My name is Frank or Francis. You choice.
Anyway, hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
No, so this has been a good CPAC.
It's been a great CPAC.
And we haven't even seen Trump yet. Tomorrow's Trump's
Day. Trump's coming tomorrow. I'm not going. You are.
You're not going?
No.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to sit in my room, probably sleep.
No, you got to see this speech. This is historic.
They're always historic.
No, shut up. All right. So.
No, because you have to sit for like 4 hours. You get up, and it's like, you know.
No, we'll hang out backstage.
You know I have to pee every 5 minutes.
That's true. As soon as, so here's something you don't hear.
Oh, my God.
Here's some inside scoop about going to a Trump speech at CPAC. If you're in the room, if you leave to go pee, they won't let you back in.
They won't let you back in. So you got a whole bunch of people going, I must urinate, as Trump's going. And I hit the golf ball very, very far. I'm a very good golfer. I'm a very good. And guys are going, I have to go.
And then they say, I don't know, the YMCA seems to be a gay anthem, but I don't know.
I'm literally peeing on the floor.
And then I told Christy Noem, if you want to be the Homeland Security Secretary, that's fine. You're a G-MILF, everybody loves you.
G-MILF,
yeah.
She was looking good?
She's a grandmother.
But she was looking good.
She didn't look bad.
All right. But when you're our age, you suddenly things that weren't options before.
The bar
suddenly become, you know, holy cow. But the thing is, at the other end, it closes.
That's true.
Because it's like
that chick's
like
my
daughter's age.
Exactly.
That's a major quell.
That's a problem.
If you no, that wouldn't work at all.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
I would not.
Yeah.
So you're always.
So tomorrow's Trump Day.
Trump Day.
Today, Kurt and I did our panel today on stage.
We were amazing.
It was pretty good.
We had ALX.
Alex.
Alex.
Alex. He's A-L-X on Twitter.
Alex.
With a million followers.
Yeah. Fucker.
I know. He's like, and here's a TikTok I did. And here's a, this video got a million things. I'm like, that's how they talk today.
Yeah, I know.
Because you and I are old school. We're Breitbart.
We actually deal with real content. And he's all about the meme.
I know.
It's like, we memed
it. But they're great memes. He had he was the first guy to do, and they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats meme.
That's right.
The
he
dance.
Did that. He did that, yeah.
By the way, I
no,
did
but
the
it
Trump.
Was good.
I explained how Trump has brought fun back, and I started doing the Trump dance on stage. There's people out in the.
Everyone
out,
got up.
They
yeah,
just start
no,
going
great.
And doing the Trump thing, and some drunk guy's like, hey, Trump!
Wait. No, I got to ask you.
It was like 9:30 in the morning.
This is your podcast for Town Hall.
This is.
Remind me, this is for VIP. No, this is for everybody.
This is for VIPs only.
It's for VIP.
You have to be a VIP to have access to me basically turning my phone on, often in my car, and
yeah.
just talking.
Well, we're not in your car. We're in the suite at Red State.
We're in the suite at Red State.
And let me take
it. And these are the worst production values of all time.
Can I take a moment to thank everybody? This is Larry O'Connor on behalf of Town Hall, thanking you for being VIP members.
Oh, we love you, VIP members.
And
you guys are great.
Keeping us doing the journalism that we love to do. And
you're welcome, Maureen, VIP member.
So,
we're going to do great things this year. We got some surprises. Hey, Storm, can we tell anybody about any of the things we're planning, or should we just shut the hell up? We're doing my podcast now. Yes, this is my podcast.
We can't tell anything.
Shut up.
I know.
Well,
we got
Storm
a lot
is, like, mortified. He's like, I can't believe this freaking lazy asshole's doing his...
this is how we do it.
Doing his podcast.
All right, so we'll tell you. We'll tell you later. Nope.
Not all the ears around here.
But I do want to tell
what?
You.
Not all the ears are out here for
that
hearing?
No, she doesn't work for us anymore.
Wait, what?
You never listen to her.
I don't understand that.
That was Kira Davis. We love Kira, but she doesn't work for us. So.
It's like they're trying to freak Kwai Chang Kane out. All the ears out here are not for hearing.
I feel like I've read a fortune cookie.
The world's longest, most incoherent fortune cookie.
Yeah. Chuck Johnson.
Chuck Johnson.
Used to.
Fortune as a fortune cookie.
Like a tiny scallop. Resting on the red grass of the ninth hole of a green. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
No. So what was I going to ask you? Oh, so it's day two of CPAC. We finished our panel today.
This is it. It's done.
We had a good day. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
is Donald Trump.
Tomorrow's Trump.
And you don't want to sit. This is why you need to hear the speech. This is Trump returning to CPAC after 4 years of exile.
Yeah.
After them trying to...
Kill him.
Kill him. And now he's returning as the president of the
United States. Well, I can always watch the video clips that ALX selects.
Stop it. This is going to be the greatest CPAC speech in history.
It could be, but... What if I have to pee?
So... Fucking bring a big gulp cup with you or something.
I've done that.
Have you ever driven to Vegas from LA and then you just like peed in the in and out large Diet Coke you bought in Baker?
In Baker.
Or Barstow?
I'm at Barstow. I gotta take a leak. Give me a cup.
Just pee in your In-N-Out cup.
Oh, God.
I've done that. I have done that.
Oh.
I have driven to Vegas and not stopped to pee and peed in my In-N-Out large Diet Coke.
And then threw the large Diet Coke cup out.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know what's weird? There are these, you'll drive along and you'll see these, like, water bottles full of urine.
Sure.
And they'll be have like the cap on them tightly. And I'm thinking, okay, why? I got a number of questions.
Yeah,
first,
yeah.
Why did you put the cap back on? And
like
second,
you're trying to protect it.
Second, unless you're Chuck Johnson.
Yeah.
How do you pee in a bottle?
I don't know if I could have that kind of accuracy.
I don't know, because you'd have to be like...
Well, you could line it up, I guess.
I guess, but
while you're driving? Yeah, no, I don't think
so. You maybe have somebody hold it.
Nah. Well, now you're
talking. Who's going to take that risk? This is the quality work you get from Town Hall VIP.
Have you noticed that the people who work for the Trump administration are really good looking?
A lot of them are very nice. Carolyn Leavitt was here today.
She was. She was very effective.
She's a sexy mom. She's a mom now. She has a kid.
Yeah, I know that.
And her husband, I believe, is 87. Is Anna Nicole Smith of the Trump administration?
Who am I to judge?
Well,
I have a much younger wife as well.
Well, not that much younger.
Not that much younger.
Holy cow.
Hi, Mayor. She's ignoring me.
Mine got up and went back to her room. She's
yeah,
like,
where is your wife?
She's sleeping. She didn't feel good tonight.
Aww.
I had to give her, I had to go like to the drugstore and buy all sorts of like stuff to make her feel better.
This is my, I've been a CPAC since 2010.
Wow.
So this is number 16 for me. How about you?
I think I started coming in 15. I had to miss once because of a trial with Settle.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons, well, many reasons I said I'm not going to practice law every day anymore. Because I was sick of
going. Are you enjoying not being
a lawyer? God, oh, my God. Every day is like Sunday. It is a party yeah. all the time. I am so happy. I am so happy to be done. I'm just done.
You know, if people want to continue supporting you outside of your former law practice.
They should become VIPs.
They should become VIPs of Town Hall.
Which all the people listening to it already are.
And they should buy my book.
They should buy your book, Shameless Liars.
Shameless Liars.
Because my book, The Attack.
Yeah, you get nothing out of my book. Well, I'll buy you drinks. I buy you drinks a lot.
You do buy me drinks a lot.
I do. I owe you a lot
Holy
of drinks.
Holy cow. Yeah.
We've been drinking.
We've had a couple drinks.
We have.
We have been testing the limits of the distillery's capacity.
How do you feel about the conservative movement in America after this weekend at CPAC?
Everybody's happy. Have you noticed everybody's
happy?
We're
in a great mood.
People are smiling.
Oh, my God.
See, and that's a point we made during our speech, which is we really have the advantage that we're happy. People dance in a YMCA.
Here's the thing. Our panel was about the media.
Yeah.
But unlike the last, 15, 20 years, instead of sitting up there and bitching about the media, we made fun of the media.
We were just owning it.
Because we won.
We won. They broke it. Margaret Brennan.
We broke the media.
Margaret Brennan is literally J.D. Vance's bitch.
Yes. And Marco Rubio.
And Marco Rubio. When Marco Rubio is dominant over you.
Thank you.
I mean, holy cow.
That's how bad they are now.
Oh, man. It's like...
That's how bad the media is now.
It's 50 Shades of Andrew Breitbart.
This is Andrew Breitbart.
His final victory.
He envisioned this 15 years ago.
He knew this would happen. Because,
and now we are here.
And a huge part of it is because of stuff like this, where with this technology, my phone, I'm actually doing media. We're doing me. We're and you know, as many people are going to listen to this podcast as listen to some freaking CNN shows,
right? Thousands of
and it's just two guys who drank too much, sitting on a balcony.
All right,
running
so
their freaking pie holes.
We have established that you drank a lot. That we have not established that I drank anything.
I think you've established it quite clearly. I think there is no doubt.
I am Larry O'Connor.
If you were a rapper, you'd be MC Hammer.
I am America's sweetheart, and I do not drink alcohol.
The guys from Cypress Hill are going, are you okay?
To excess.
To success.
I have a reputation to uphold in front of the town hall audience.
Right now, I'm not sure you can uphold yourself.
I'm fine. I'm falling over a little bit.
Holy cow.
It's CPAC, and we've enjoyed our booze.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And I love the Unredacted podcast because I just do it anywhere. And whenever we're together, I'll just like whip out my phone.
It is my favorite thing.
We're doing it.
Do they like it when we do it together?
I had no feedback.
I
literally get no feedback except for the occasional, you sent me the file and there's nothing on it. You're talking and then suddenly it stopped.
No, I mean our listeners.
Listeners give me no feedback.
You get no feedback from the listeners.
None.
Well, I need you guys to reach out to Kurt and tell him what you thought of this
version of Unredacted. Well, if you're a Platinum member, you have access to me through the message system.
That's right.
I haven't got a message in a while. Nobody loves me.
I'll message you.
Oh, message in a bottle. No, I always hated the police.
I like the police. What's wrong with you?
I don't think they're very good.
They're great. That's new wave music, man.
It is new wave, but it's not like good.
No, you're wrong.
You're a big fan of yacht rock.
I do like, who doesn't like Yacht Rock?
Besides me?
Yeah.
Andrew Breitbart.
He would have loved Yacht Rock.
Ironically.
Yeah, well, that's how I love it, too. Yeah, I like to go to Yacht Rock concerts and I get drunk. There's a cover band.
Oh, boy, Hall & Oates.
There's a Yacht Rock cover band called Yachtly Crew.
Of course it is.
And they're
awesome. Do they have a noomlat?
Yes.
They have a noomlat?
They do.
Holy shit.
Over the A.
Over the A, yes. Okay, that's comedy gold right there. That's
and they're great.
Comedy gold.
And they do the whole, they do Hall & Oates, they do Steely Dan, they do Toto.
Did you know Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Is from a Williams Burroughs short story, and it was a dildo. Steely Dan is a dildo. Get out your phone and Google Steely Dan origin.
I don't want to.
It's a dildo from a 50s. You know, nihilist.
They didn't have dildos in the 50s.
Sure they did.
Who? Made out of what?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Shit, we're doing it. Let's go. Duck, duck, goose.
I don't know what the hell
I'm
that
not
was.
Sure what's happening
okay,
here.
Okay, all right. Anyway, we're talking about dildos, and this guy's hassling us.
Yeah.
But
so Steely Dan is about a
Steely
dildo.
Steely Dan is a dildo. They named it after a dildo, which is appropriate.
Kurt Schlichter.
Because it never gives this man any pleasure.
We are 60.
Oh, my God.
We're 60 minutes in.
We got about 2 minutes left.
To Unredacted, and I feel like we should talk about news and issues.
Well, first I'd like to explain, I saw a Bulwark staffer here.
That's
and
right.
He came up and said hi to me, and I said, yeah, why aren't you at Cuckfest? Right down the road.
Did you know what you meant?
So he knew exactly what I meant. He burst into laughter. See, he knows they're all fucking losers.
So the Pentagon fired the...
They fired the chairman of the Joint Chief.
Right.
Fired CNO of the Navy, Chief of Naval Operations. Fired, I think, Vice Chief of Staff, Air Force. Fired him. Gone. You're out.
And then they hired a...
Hired a three-star to take the four-star slot as right. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Which is...
Well, you say four-star slot, but it's not de facto. You don't have to be a four-star.
Yeah, he'll be a four-star now.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'll promote him.
What do you think of that?
Look, they had to go. They weren't cutting it. They needed to go. You need to fire people. And that establishes a seriousness.
I saw a cuck on Twitter saying, you know, presidents don't fire generals that disagree
Vindman.
With them.
It was Vindman, wasn't
it? I'm pretty sure Lincoln fired some generals.
Yes, Lincoln did. Now, in Andrew Vindman's...
Alexander
Vindman's defense, he's fat and stupid. And he also said, tyrants fire jags. You pussy. You insipid tub of shit. Never had a command, motherfucker. I don't even think he was a company commander. I mean, it's just, it's hard for me to express my full contempt for that sack of shit. And you look at that thing, and I have to wonder, when he says something like, only tyrants fire judge advocate officers, is he stupid, or does he think we are?
Yeah.
I don't know which.
Both.
It could be both. It could be both. Because, yes, commanders tend to get rid of people who don't support their...
Which is what a commander's supposed to do.
Yes, you build a staff full of people who are on your team. And you don't go, well, you know, I need some dissenting voices on my team. Okay, no. No. See, Vindman was a dissenting voice.
We have a mission, and you need to be on board for the mission. And if you're not on board for the mission, then you're not part of our team.
Then you're not on board. Fuck off.
Period.
Yeah. It's...
So you're good with the moves.
I'm very happy with it. I think there'll be more. I'm excited about it. Did you know the Navy...
Are you turgid?
I'm turgid. Did you know the Navy got 126% of its
I saw that.
Recruiting goal in January?
I saw that.
Unbelievable.
I love
Unbelievable.
That.
It died and dead. Yeah, and I think a large part of it was Headseth going out and doing PT, and there's that photo with Mungo. So, me break communist. Me like break communist.
That guy was the best.
I know. It's like Mungo. He's like, ah.
We have a Hulk.
He's like, ah, I'm happy. I'm happy. He looked like a giant Labrador retriever. I mean, he was huge.
You know, the last SecDef, I go to Navy football games all the time. The last SecDef couldn't do one push-up. I'm telling you. I was like, God bless the guy. He was like,
the last Sec Def? Oh.
Chavez, I think. Or,
No. You mean Sec Navy.
Sorry, Sec Navy.
Yeah.
Sec Def was Lloyd Austin. Sorry.
Yeah, he just didn't show up. He just disappeared.
What was Secretary of Navy's name? Do you remember?
Oh, he was a piece of crap. I forgot.
But he couldn't do a push-up.
He's terrible.
Chavez?
It wasn't Chavez. I don't think it's Chavez.
All right, we're going to get you that info. But he was an embarrassment.
That's terrible.
And now we've got like people who can actually, they look like they're military.
They look like they're soldiers. They look like they're ready to do stuff. Sometimes you need it.
SecNav doesn't look like a soldier. Toro. Not Chavez. Toro. I'm racist.
Bull. It means bull. And that was what he's full of. But look, America's back. People are happy. This was a very exciting CPAC. A lot of people. Media Row.
Let me tell you something.
Was long.
Kurt Schlichter.
And hard. And down to get the friction on.
I walked through the entire Media Row with Kurt Schlichter for about an hour and a half. Kurt Schlichter is a fucking superstar. It was incredible to watch everybody glomming onto you.
He had a lot of Larry O'Connor
fans.
No,
shut up. It was all about Kurt Schlichter. He is the man. And that's why you listen to Unredacted.
That's why you listen to Unredacted. And I think 21 minutes is enough, don't you?
No, I can talk for another 10.
Oh, God, let's not.
No, I'm losing my voice.
You're losing your voice. You got to keep it. Thank you guys for being VIP members. Tell your friends. Get them involved. We're going to have great things coming up in VIP. Buy The Attack. That's my new book, By Shameless Liars, his new book. Follow me on Twitter, at Kurt Schlichter, Monday, Wednesday,
Storm's
Thursday.
Storm's going to talk to the listeners real fast.
Storm's here. Storm. Hold on. Say hi to the listeners.
I'm here. Welcome, Underdecked people.
All right.
That's it?
All right.
I can't give more than that.
This is quality. Yeah. This is quality goods. Adios, guys. Bye.